旅客们请注意，飞往桂林的航班已经取消。
John, did you hear that? They said our flight is canceled.
Oh no. How are we going to get there? We only have one day left.
It's not over yet, Roger. Let's see what's going on. Excuse me, we're on the flight to Guilin. Did I hear correctly that our flight has been canceled?
Yes, sir. It has been canceled. There are high levels of smog in the city right now. Perhaps tomorrow it will be better.
I have a friend here from the States who needs to get to Guilin today. Tomorrow he returns home. Is there any way that you can help us?
It's not possible to fly there today. I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I can do.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures of Family Audio Drama, and we're so glad you've joined us for today's exciting adventure. Last time, the Brinkmans met John and Donna Benty, missionaries to Hong Kong. Right now, John is in the middle of telling the family another one of his exciting stories. Let's join them at their beach house in Galveston, Texas.
What were you doing in China?
Well, we had a young friend visiting. He had just graduated from seminary and worked for a church planting organization. He wanted to locate Christians in China. Have you heard about the persecution of Christians that happened there?
We haven't covered that in school yet. Well, how about I give you a quick history lesson on China?
Oh, that sounds great.
Ancient China was divided into kingdoms or dynasties. The earliest known dynasty, called the Nya Dynasty, dates back to 2000 BC.
That's about the time of Noah's flood.
It makes sense that the oldest known Chinese dynasty would date back to just after the flood.
Yes, you're right. These ancient Chinese remembered the flood. It had only happened a few hundred years earlier. They also likely knew the story of creation, the Garden of Eden, the Tower of Babel.
They would have passed these stories down from generation to generation, telling them orally.
What does that mean?
It means they told stories by memory. It would be like Grandpa telling me and then me telling you.
Oh, I can't find my flip-flop.
I'm sure it's somewhere around here, sweetie.
When the Chinese developed their written language, well, it makes sense they would somehow acknowledge these stories.
And they did. They actually included the stories in their language.
The Chinese written language doesn't have letters like us. Instead, it has symbols or pictures that represent ideas.
For example, this symbol represents vessel. And this is the symbol for the number 8. And this means people. If you put them all together, you get this larger symbol. And that's the ancient Chinese symbol for large boat.
Wow. It must be Noah's Ark.
There are lots of other characters that seem to have their origin in Genesis.
Hope, what are you doing under my chair?
I'm looking for my flip-flop.
And this is the symbol for dust. And this means breath. This symbol means two people. And this means enclosure. Dust plus breath plus two people plus an enclosure. What do you get?
What?
The ancient Chinese symbol for garden.
Wow.
That's amazing.
The ancient Chinese worshipped a god named Shangdi, the god of the heavens. The emperor sacrificed sheep and bulls to this god. According to tradition, Shangdi created everything out of nothing.
That sounds like the god of the Bible.
It really does. And many people suspect the ancient Chinese worshipped Jehovah. It would make sense since they likely came to China directly from the Tower of Babel.
Yeah, but if the ancient Chinese knew the truth of Jehovah, well, they lost it over time. They began to embrace other religions. In the early 1900s, many missionaries traveled to China, including Hudson Taylor. The Christian church began growing.
Then, in the 1940s, the government became communist. Millions of people died because of the famine. The new government forced the missionaries to leave and drove the church underground.
Underground? In caves?
Well, I suppose some of them may have been hidden in caves. Underground is the word we use for hiding. They left their houses and tried to disappear as they would be arrested.
I found it, Charlie. You hid it.
Hope, get out of the freezer. I'm sorry, Donna.
It's okay.
Charlie, Hope, you sit by me and listen.
So, was it dangerous when you went to China as a missionary?
Well, they were still persecuting Christians for it. But it wasn't as severe, Kate. The government certainly didn't allow the people to have Bibles or to meet in churches.
Our friend Roger belonged to an organization that wanted to go back in and find the Christians that survived and help them organize secret churches.
What made you think there were still Christians there?
Well, there were rumors. That's about all. And we also remembered the words of Jesus. He said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it.
So how did you find them?
Well, now that's the tricky part. We knew where there had been churches before the persecution. We thought if we visited those areas and met people, we might somehow make contact.
Did you find any?
It wasn't going so well. We'd been looking for nearly 2 weeks and had not found a single Christian. Roger had a tip about a cook who worked at a restaurant located on Moyao Street.
It turned out there were 6 restaurants on that street. We were down to the last one.
This has to be it.
May I please speak to the cook?
Oh, yes, just a moment. 哎，老张啊，快些出来呀！有一个美国人要找你出来讲话。
Hello.
Hello. We are Americans and are looking for a Chinese Christian. Can you help us?
I don't know.
Do you know any Christians?
I don't know.
Are you a Christian?
I don't know.
Well, thank you, sir. Good day.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
My contacts were so sure about this one.
People move, things change. We're probably just looking in the wrong places.
Well, we have one day. The last location on the list is the city of Guilin. 2 of our missionaries served there and established a good-sized church before the revolution.
That was one of the most persecuted areas of China. It's still a pretty dark place from what I hear.
And let's not give up. Roger, the Lord sent you halfway around the world on this mission, and we need to trust that he has a purpose and a plan.
Then let's head for the airport. Our flight for Guilin leaves soon. From the time our plane touches down, we'll have 24 hours to find a Christian. We should try to sleep on the flight.
Tomorrow he returns home. Is there any way that you can help us?
It's not possible to fly there today. I'm sorry, sir. I can offer your tickets back to Hong Kong.
Let me talk to my friends.
Okay, but that flight leaves shortly. If you want to go to Hong Kong, you need to decide quickly.
John, my flight for the States leaves from Hong Kong tomorrow.
There's one other option. We could buy train tickets to Guilin. That would get us there this afternoon.
Can we still get tickets?
You can always get tickets for the train, and the train always runs.
No tickets to Guilin. All sold out.
What?
No tickets.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Tickets are gone.
I can't believe it.
John, we're almost out of time.
I'm sorry, Roger, but I couldn't have anticipated this. I mean, stuff like this happens to missionaries. We make our plans to go to this city or to that city, but it only happens if the Lord wills it.
There must be 1 million people in this train station. Is this normal?
It's the Chinese New Year. Everyone travels on New Year.
Oh, guess I forgot about that.
Wonderful. Happy New Year, everybody.
I got an idea. Sui yo piao! Sui yo piao! Jo kuai! Jo kuai!
What's he saying?
He's offering to pay more than $9 for a ticket.
What's he offering?
Up to $200.
$200? That'll clean me out.
Oh, no need to worry about it. No one's interested.
Okay, I got another idea. Follow me.
Where are we going?
The VIP.
Have you lost it? That's full of police and soldiers. And guns. Donna, has he lost it?
Years ago. This is how John plays. Let's just play along.
Right, keep walking like you own the place. Act like you don't understand what they're saying.
No need to ask, John.
John?
We got a problem.
We've just taken the tickets to Hong Kong, but we had to go and get ourselves arrested.
Hello, kids. This is Susan Brinkman. As a family, we've had some crazy adventures.
and we've met some incredible missionaries. These people have challenged us to be bold in our witness and to always be ready to tell others about the hope that is in us. You don't need to wait until you've grown up before you can tell others about Jesus. You can start right now. Ask the Lord to give you opportunities to share Him with people around you. And then, be ready for what He does.
So, what happened?
They didn't arrest us. They said it was the VIP lounge and we didn't belong.
What exactly does VIP stand for?
Very important people. Government officials, mostly. So, there we were, stuck in that dreadful train station that was 9 miles wide.
It was too late to fly back to Hong Kong. We didn't know what to do. Now, kids, what's the best thing to do when you don't know what to do?
Pray.
You're right, sweetie. And that we did.
Lord, we really would like to get to Guilin. But most important, we want to be in the center of your will. Please lead us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
John, that lady is looking at us.
There's 1,000 people looking at us. Which one?
That one, with the blue hat. And here she comes.
I don't think I've ever seen a Chinese woman wearing a blue hat. It's odd.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thanks.
Is there any way I could help you?
Well, we're trying to get to Guilin.
Oh. Follow me.
That's strange. A Chinese lady with a British accent.
Where did she get that blue hat, John?
She's taking us towards the VIP lounge. She's going to get us in trouble, guys. Not good. John, they saluted her. I'm not comfortable with this.
Not much we can do now. Just keep walking, Roger. Thank you, gentlemen.
This way, please.
Thank you.
John, what's going on?
I have no idea, but just keep walking.
This will be your room. Have a good trip.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I can't believe this.
John, she gave us a suite on the train. This is how royalty travel in China. Aren't you going to give her a tip?
Oh, yeah. Where'd she go? Excuse me, which way did the lady with the blue hat go?
What are you talking about?
Well, the lady with the blue hat, did you see where she went?
I know the lady with blue hat.
You saw her come on the train with us. I mean, you saluted her.
I see big Americans.
How many of us got on the train?
3?
No, there were 4 of us. 3 Americans and a Chinese woman with a blue hat.
No, there were 3. Get on the train, please.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Jenny, wow. There's a guy looking at our bus.
They kept bringing us food that whole trip. And when we asked why, they said there was a note in the kitchen instructing them to do so.
We were a little worried. You see, in China, you need your ticket to get off the train. We didn't have one.
What happened?
When we arrived at Guilin, we told the man at the door we didn't have a ticket. He said, I know. Have a nice day.
Incredible.
The crazy thing is, before we left, I asked another ticket agent about the lady with the blue hat. Nobody saw her.
Oh, really? I wonder.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mr. Pennington.
Yeah, I need to speak with John. We have a problem here.
John? It's Mr. Pennington.
Oh, great. Well, good evening, Mr. Pennington. What can I do for you?
Yeah, John, what's that bus doing with chickens in front of my house? That's my property.
I'm sorry. We'll take care of it.
Well, I hate chickens. I really do. Now, how long is it going to be there?
They're leaving tomorrow.
Well, buses aren't allowed in the neighborhood. You know that. Especially buses with chickens.
Well, I never saw that rule.
Well, what if I call the neighborhood association tomorrow? Yeah, well, how about that?
You don't need to do that. We'll make sure it's completely in front of our yard. Have a good night.
Yeah, good night.
I'm sorry about that, John. I thought it was in front of your house.
Well, it is. Except for maybe 2 inches. That guy.
I'll go out and move it.
Mr. Pennington lives alone.
We've been praying for him since we moved in.
Praying he'd move. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah, we can relate to difficult neighbors, can't we, kids?
We have the Thompson twins.
Mr. Pennington is very particular about things, especially his front yard. I think he's out there mowing every other day.
Why he hate my chickens?
No, no, I don't think he hates your chickens, sweetie. It's ripcord he hates. Some former neighbors had chickens. When they moved, they somehow forgot the rooster.
Ripcord. He's become a fixture around here. I sort of like him, but Pennington hates him. Shoots at him with his pellet gun. That poor bird's probably full of lead.
Oh, that's awful.
I'd say.
So, Mr. Benty, what happened when you got to Guilin?
Well, our plane left the next day, so we didn't have much time.
Did you find a Christian?
It was like all the other places. Nobody claimed to know a Christian. I was becoming desperate.
It's hopeless, John. We must have talked to 100 people. Let's go back to the hotel.
I have one more idea. Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes?
Do you know where I might find a bottle of perfume?
Perfume? I haven't smelled that for 30 years, since the revolution. I would love some perfume.
If you can tell me where I can find a Christian, I'll give you a bottle of perfume.
I know a Christian. She cleans the street. Meet me back here at 10 p.m. I will take you to her.
Great. We'll be here.
Don't forget the perfume.
Don't worry. I won't forget.
They didn't teach us that in seminary.
Well, sometimes you need to get a little creative. Donna, you did bring perfume, didn't you?
Yes, but it's almost gone.
Be careful. Some steps are broken. Okay, you give me the perfume now.
First, show me the Christian.
I will go get her. You wait here.
We'll wait.
I feel bad that you watered it down, John.
Trust me, after 30 years of not smelling perfume, it'll be strong enough. Besides, what was I supposed to do?
John, what are the chances of this being a setup?
What do you mean?
Maybe she's tipped the government that missionaries have come back.
I hadn't thought of that. Let's hope not.
John, I'm a little concerned. We've been here for 20 minutes.
Too late.
Now you give me the perfume. Ooh, it's beautiful. Better than I remember.
As long as you don't mind that it...
Shh.
It's nice to meet you.
Why do you want to see me? Are you Christians?
Yes, we are.
I want to hear you praying.
Excuse me, Mr. Benty.
Yes, Gracie?
Why did she want to hear you pray?
In that country, the government is not friendly towards Christians. She was afraid that maybe we were working for the government and we were trying to trap her.
But why did she want you to pray?
Well, she figured she would be able to tell if I really knew Jesus by the way that I spoke to him. So I said a quick prayer and I asked Jesus to help me say the best prayer ever. And he helped me. When I was done, she had tears rolling down her cheeks.
And then she started to pray. Funny thing is, she didn't complain about all the bad things that had happened to her. Well, she didn't ask for things. She just praised Jesus and thanked him for sending us.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Are there children who are Christians?
Yes.
Are there any churches?
Yes. There are many churches outside of China, and some new churches are even starting to form again right here in China.
Did any missionaries escape?
Some did. One of them told me there had been a church right in this town.
Her mom and dad owned this building, and many others. They had a church here.
We heard about that church. Where are your parents?
The police took them away, and I never saw them again.
What happened to you?
They took her to the stadium, in front of the whole town, and told her to deny Jesus.
But I never do that. I say I will always follow him.
The judge was mad.
and tell her to clean up the streets for whole life.
Wow, that's terrible.
What can we do for you?
Do you need money?
Look at how fat I am. I don't need any money. God helps me. He brought duck. It walked right into my house.
It's true. She grabbed it, cured it, she cooked it, and shared with me.
Vegetables fall off truck and hit me in the shoulder. Lots of times I find money floating in the store. I don't need money, but give me a Bible.
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow and I'll do my best. Meet me here at 9 in the morning.
Can I help you?
Myung Hong sent me. She told me you can find stuff.
Yes, I can find anything you want. Guns, bombs, I even found your llama. What do you need?
A Bible?
You want John Cut CD? Look, I have live in the dark in prison. When I heard that I was in Berlin. When I heard
I don't need Johnny Crash. I need a Bible.
I know can help you. Try police station.
Police station? Hello, officer. I'm looking for a Bible.
What? You lose your Bible, mister? We don't have Bible here. When we find one, we burn it. There is no Bible in Guilin.
You did your best, John. My goodness, you even asked the police.
I'll meet you up in the room in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Lord, there has to be one somewhere. Please, God, for the sake of this woman. Billy? Billy Durham, is that you? Billy, what are you doing here?
Don't talk to me, John. I don't want to be seen with you.
What are you doing here in Guilin?
I'm checking out of a 3-roach hotel so I can check into a 2-roach hotel. Now, leave me alone.
Do you have any Bibles with you?
Yes, I have 5.
Give me one. I found a Christian.
No, I can't. They discovered them when I came into the country and marked my passport. If I don't come out with 5 Bibles, they'll lock me up.
Then give me all 5 and I'll get them back to you by morning, I promise. So, that night, Donna and I cut pages from each of the 5 Bibles to make 1 whole Bible. That way, my friend wouldn't get in trouble when he left, and we would have 1 complete Bible.
It took all night to cut the pages out and sew it up.
Wow.
Donna used my favorite t-shirt to make the cover.
Oh. What a clever idea, John.
You guys must have been exhausted.
Oh, we were.
We had to hurry so we could get to the airport and catch our flight home. I could hardly wait to see her face.
You came back.
We have some gifts for you. I know you said you don't need money, but here.
Put it over there.
And we also have some clothes we'd like to give you.
Thank you. Put them over there.
I'm so glad that we met you, sister. May God bless you.
God bless you, my brother.
John, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. We found this for you. Probably the world's first t-shirt Bible.
Bible? My Bible? Thank you. It's beautiful. This is the happiest day of my life. How you find it?
God had the right person at the right place at the right time.
Thought that finding that ring would have led us to the Bentys. Actually, I think someone rather than something was responsible for our meeting. It's so cool to hear how God used them and was involved in their ministry. They've invited us to stay an extra day, and Mr. Benty's promised to tell another story for our blog. Oh, and by the way, I sent a thank you email to our new friends who live in the Palms of Galveston. It bounced back. Address non-existent. I wonder if they know that lady with the blue hat.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures. While some of the characters in today's episode are fictitious, Blue Hat and T-Shirt Bible are based on real stories, and John and Donna Benty are real people. To find out more about them, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com. And tune in next time to hear another amazing story from the life of John Benty.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to him and share his good news until the whole world hears.
Ian, are you awake?
Uh-huh.
What you thinking about?
Those stories you told tonight.
Which one? The Blue Hat or the T-Shirt Bible?
The Bible story.
Some people don't even get to see a Bible. Hey, Ian, could you move your clothes off the dresser?
Sure, but why?
I want to put my Bible in a safe place.